I'm Eric Hartley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. On behalf of Bully Dog, I want to bring to the show right now James Crow. He is a mechanic. James, welcome to the show. You're a mechanic with who?
Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Meyerstown, Pennsylvania.
Say that again.
Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Meyerstown, Pennsylvania.
All right. I always say if you want to know how great the product is, talk to the people that are using the products. So tell us about your operation and how you guys are using the Bully Dog products.
We have a fleet of about 70 trucks, and the majority is Kenworth. We run majority Cummins ISX. A lot of our trucks are that have our Bully Dogs on are between 2011 and 2015. When Kevin first came and started showing us some of the products, and I thought, it was just a story.
Yeah.
He was claiming that some people have seen a mile to the gallon, and when you're trying to save money, it was huge for us to try it out. And we trialed in there, and he gave it to us for 30 days to try it. And I still didn't believe him at first, but
yeah,
he did well. We first went out. It did about 5 tenths of a mile a gallon, and then we found out we had some issues with the truck, and we were still a learning garage at the time when we were doing everything. We were learning that about cleaning DPFs and EGR systems and turbos,
right,
and all that stuff. And once we got that all down pat, we are seeing, roughly a mile to the gallon increase, which is huge,
wow,
for us. Yeah.
That's massive.
It is massive.
I mean, a full mile to the gallon, that's massive.
Yeah, for a truck that gets, 80 to 100,000 miles a year, that's a lot. So
yeah. And so that goes, those savings are, right there, stay right there in the operation.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's huge that anybody, if they would try it, it would be very important for them to make sure that the truck's working properly. That really was huge for us. And it was a learning curve, with everything that comes out and the new stuff, with the DPFs and the urea trucks and everything else. The urea trucks definitely improved the most. And we had the Cummins CM871 engine, which that one did well too. And we tried different, we tried a bunch of different stuff. We had gotten an intake now to try. And that has done well for us, too. It's roughly about 2 tenths for the intake assembly. But
so what's the return on investment been for you guys? And how many trucks today are you running the Bully Dog products on?
We probably have about 20 trucks, roughly, that have the Bully Dog on. Some day cabs, most over-the-road trucks, over-the-road sleeper, T660s. We have two T680s, and they've improved as well. They're constantly, working with us to try to see how they're working.
Sure.
Which is really nice,
right,
what I mean?
He
came in and he basically said, let the product,
right,
prove itself. And,
right.
And he was right. It worked.
Yeah, and it's safe to say that the Bully Dog products fairly quickly pay for themselves.
Yeah, I would say if, depending on the driver, depending on where you go, depending on weather, I mean, it affects fuel mileage all the way around, but if you got a driver that's already doing, pretty well on fuel, that's pretty much, you're going to have a guy increase the most. For us, that's the way it worked out. Even on the drivers that didn't really attempt to try to get decent fuel economy, we still seen 3 tenths out of that.
Wow.
Speed is a factor, RPM range, shift points. And, we're fortunate because we have a GPS, like a Qualcomm system that we have, and we can view shift points and speed limit and everything else. So we kind of know where the RPMs are running at, and we kind of, and it helps coach the drivers too, because it has a grade on it. So it works good with that.
If you're talking to a driver at a Mid-America Trucking Show, or just, happen upon a driver somewhere else, what would you tell them about Bully Dog products?
Oh, that they're worth the investment. The biggest thing for us was everything that has to do with the DPF and SCR catalyst and everything that's related to that. We usually clean them about 250,000 miles, and it actually has extended that to the point where we have a truck with 600,000 on right now, and he's probably about 200,000 over where we would have cleaned it already.
Wow.
And, you know, just a lot of stuff. You know, you would think that, you know, anything that's going to up performance is going to, you know, put wear and tear in parts. You would always think that, but it seems to be that we haven't had, and ISXs were known for injectors. Not all of them, but some of them, depending on, you know, the conditions that they're in. But we haven't dropped knock on wood, obviously, but we haven't dropped an injector yet. I'm sure I'll get a phone call today that we have a misfire on one of the trucks, but yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, they've done well. I mean, we haven't seen anything break that you would think, you know, upping performance would break. So
yeah,
it definitely worked for us.
So. Greater performance, greater fuel mileage, and again, as you mentioned, you know, with being able to coach the driver and grade that driver on the fly, that's a good deal.
I can't imagine being an owner operator and trying, because you're at the mercy of mechanics too, that, you know, they're trying to give you their best and they're trying to do the best for you. But for us, like, I learn all the time, you know, we're still learning, you know, with the new trucks that are coming out, just with the fact that you know, the way everything's changing, it made it hard for us to get on top of the fuel economy. We were in the fives, and we had some trucks that were 5.2, which is unheard of for us, because we have really good class of drivers, and we do. And it's amazing to see the improvements all of them make, and everybody likes more power, you know. All the drivers like more power. But so everybody's happy. So
it's great. Great stuff here. James Crow, thank you so much for spending some time. And I've always said, you know, forget about what I might say about it. Talk to the folks that are using it. Of course, you can go to bigrig.bullydog.com and learn more. And it's always great talking to somebody who's a success story behind the product.
Yeah. It's definitely no made up story, you know. And, you know, I thought they'd at least say to me, hey, are you going to say something that everybody should hear? And he just didn't say anything to me. So I kind of came in here blind. I didn't know what I was going to be saying, you know. So.
Well, you've just told us your success story with Bully Dog. So
yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.